Editor. I think the vacant property bylaw amendment is not fair to the taxpayers of Sechelt. I have been paying taxes on 3 properties for 40 years. They are vacant and I still pay water, sewer and recreation, pool, even though I do not live there. This bylaw could place the responsibility of bylaw enforcement and policing on me. Interpreting the report in the Coast Reporter, I could be the cause of sexual assaults if I do not fence my property. All branches of government are not providing enough mental health support. I know the trespassing laws are weak, but I understand at night trespassers can be charged if the RCMP could be bothered. I recently called the RCMP to report dumping on my property and they never called me back. I also notice the fine for this offense is proposed to be $400 and almost all other offenses under this bylaw is $100. I wonder how the property owners are going to be notified. Many live off the coast and because of the poor ferry service it is difficult to get up here to chase people off the property. Fences can be built but can also be easily cut. What type of barricades would be approved and will the building inspector have to approve them? Will there be building permits issued? This bylaw reminds me of Trudeau's unnecessary use of the Emergencies Act. His main idea of using it was to punish the truckers, not resolve the problem. I have plans for my son to develop the property and if I could get approval from planning it would be fenced, along with the development. Bob Bull, Chilliwack.